Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 2, day 5 of our study of Galatians and Colossians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Galatians 2, 19 through 21. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, open our eyes and our ears so that we can hear your word. Touch our hearts with it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Galatians 2, starting in verse 19. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So again, I warned yesterday, Paul's starting to get philosophical here. You know, even Peter says in his letter, he's like, hey, you know, Paul, he uses big words and big thoughts, and he's a philosopher. He says all this stuff, but he's like, you should listen to him because he's got a lot of good stuff, but it is pretty deep at times, is what even Peter says. And so here, Paul is getting philosophical, right? And so he's saying, you know, it's actually through the law I died. The law condemns me, right? And so the fact that I've broken a law, I'm going to face the judge someday, the judge being God. I'm going to face him someday, and the law has already condemned me, so I'm already as good as dead. So he's saying, I have died to the law, but I've done that. I've made peace with that so that I might live for God, because I have been crucified with Christ. He's saying it's no longer me that live, but Christ lives in me. So he's saying, like, you know, our sinful nature is so corrupt that every part of us, right? Some people like to make the kind of analogy that it was our sin that was crucified on the cross with Christ. And Paul here is kind of alluding to the fact that actually, like, everything in me, it's not like just my sin nature, but it is me head to toe that is condemned before the law. And so it is me head to toe that was hung there, that was nailed to that cross with Jesus. He didn't save the sinful part of me. He saved me head to toe. And so it was all of me that was on that cross. And this is where we come full circle again to what I've been trying to convey here, is that, you know, we don't add to this message. It's not Jesus plus the law, not Jesus plus you have to do this, right, to be saved. But it's when we realize that all of us was dead and all of us live now because of what Jesus did for us, then nothing else makes sense but to live for him. Christ lives in me now, and so I want to live for him. For some people, that may sound like it's the same thing, but it is two very different things. It's very different to say, I have to, like, do all of these things to make Jesus happy with me so I can go to heaven. That's the, what I like to call the hallmark Christianity, the greeting card Christianity, right? Where Peter, St. Peter's sitting at the pearly gates and he's got a book and he's like, well, did you do enough good things versus enough bad things? And do you get to get in, right? That's so many people's idea an understanding of Christianity, and it has no basis in reality, none whatsoever. I mean, St. Peter is not the judge to begin with. God is the judge, and he's the only judge. And because of the blood of Jesus, Jesus lives in me now. I've been crucified with Christ so that I don't live anymore, but it's Jesus living through me. I have eternal life because of him. And then Paul continues on. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for it is, if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Right? So he's saying, you know, essentially, this point I love to try and make is that when we understand what has been done for us, it's not that I'm trying to live for God to buy my salvation or to try and impress him so he will for sure take me to heaven. When I understand what Jesus has done for me, what I deserved, and then what Jesus did in my place, nothing else in the history of mankind makes sense except for me to live 100% sold out for him. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And this is, I think what Paul's saying is, I don't set aside the grace of God, right? I don't take the grace of God and then set it aside and say, well, cool, now I'm free to do all of these other things. And I'm, you know, I have license to go just do what I want and live however I want so that, you know, because I've been saved, right? And in believe Corinthians, Paul says this, or is it Timothy? Paul says this, you know, he's like, some people have claimed that now that I've been saved, I'm free to live as sinful and bad as I want because I'm free and I'm not bound by the law. And I'm, you know, free to live as sinful as I want because Jesus has saved me. And Paul says, heaven forbid. He says, their condemnation will be justified. It will be a good thing when the Lord, when they stand condemned before the Lord, if they're living that and teaching other people to live like that. And I've encountered people like that where it's like, hey, I don't have to do that kind of stuff anymore. I can do whatever I want. I can, you know, smoke and drink. I mean, you can, I grew up Baptist, so, you know, you can do all the anti-Baptist things, smoke and drink and cuss and sleep around, all that kind of stuff. I can do whatever I want. And I'm free because I'm saved. And, you know, Jesus has saved me from all that. And it's like, no. No, Paul, nowhere in his epistles does Paul ever say that's okay. Here he's saying, no. I don't set aside the grace, right? See, he's saying, you know, there's no righteousness in me, but it's like, if righteousness could be attained by like doing the law, which it can't, if that were possible, then Christ didn't, he died for nothing. He died for absolutely nothing if you could be righteous by the law. And so again, we come back to this gospel or Jesus plus or gospel or Jesus minus. Neither one of those are the gospel. Neither one of those are Jesus. You add anything to Jesus, you take anything away from what Jesus did for us, it's not good news. It's bad news because we die in our sins. We die condemned by the law if it's Jesus plus or Jesus minus anything. It's Jesus and only Jesus. That's the only path that we have. And very, very often, Paul's made it very clear in these two chapters, very often, we end up into these camps. We get sucked into these things because people are teaching to try and gain honor from other people. And we end up getting sucked into those things because we want to gain honor and recognition and notoriety from other people. And we have to reject it. We have to run the other direction. We have to have nothing with any of that. Every single one of us is so prone to seeking the approval, the accolades of man or men and women, whoever you're seeking the accolades, I'm saying mankind, right? Of other people. We cannot do anything that where we're seeking the approval of man because it will take us away from this true gospel of Jesus. And it's, again, it's Jesus plus nothing. Jesus minus nothing is just Jesus. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.